Hi, welcome to Improve Your Voice. My name is Darren McStay, and today we're going to look at understanding your English accent. So there's a whole world out there that most of speak or at least understand English. And I wanted to do this video just to give you a brief introduction into three things that you can consider when understanding what it is you're doing with your own voice. The English accent is used like primarily in, of course, England, where it originated. But of course, everyone has their own version. Everyone has their own accent of it when they learn to speak in that. It's, you know, America, Australia, Sweden, anywhere that kind of uses English quite commonly. And I wanted to do this because if ever you wanted to maybe adjust your own accent or make it sound a little bit like someone who is a native, then maybe you could consider these three things in order to make it work for you the way you want. So the first thing I'm going to talk about is what's known as air placement. So when you speak, you send air through your vocal folds, and from there it can go out at different places. It can go up through your nose, it can come straight out of your mouth, but sometimes it can be stuck back in your throat. It doesn't throw out so far. Sometimes it just comes out nice and easily, gently. Sometimes it comes out very hard and dynamic. Everyone uses air in a very different way, according to their accents and according to the way they've learned to speak. So part of understanding your accent in English is understanding how your air is flowing. Now, I want to give you some examples. My natural accent is from East London, Essex in England. And even though I've lost a lot of that accent now, it is still quite hard. It's quite a clear, crisp sound. And the reason and the way that happens is because when I send the air out as I'm speaking, the air hits off what's known as my hard palate, which is just at the top of my mouth here. And it's the hard palate because it's part of the top, but it's the part that is hard, it's bone. Behind that is the soft palate, which moves quite a lot. But this bit is kind of stuck. And so when I send air as I speak, it bounces off there and comes straight out my mouth. And that sounds quite hard. It's quite a clear, open sound. And to give you a further example of how this works, some American accents can be quite nasally or sometimes up there in the nose, like we can hear California. It may be the air is being sent up there, but not completely out, because sometimes if the air goes even further up in the nasal cavity, it can sound more, a lot more like Australian. Now, I'm not brilliant at doing an Australian accent, but I know that if I send the air up into my nose, then I get that nasally Australian sound. Okay, so America is kind of on the way into the nose, and Australia really send their air up there. Mine from London send it somewhere into the middle of my mouth and it bounces out. Now RP, which is the kind of news broadcaster English, or the not the Queen's English, but the proper, considered proper and clearest way of speaking, received pronunciation, is when people send air to the gum ridge, which is just behind the front teeth. It's very gentle, it's very soft, and it's a very smooth flow of air. And this way, people are able to pronounce words very crisply, clearly, and without too much effect or too much accent. And then, of course, you've got places like Glasgow, and they really swallow their words here. It doesn't really come out any further, so it seems like it's stuck back there in the throat. Again, my Scottish accent eating the best in the world, but it's like air gets stuck back here in the throat. So try and figure out, try and listen to your accent, maybe record it into your phone or whatever device you have, and see if you can compare it to another accent. And see, as you do this, I want you to try and notice if you can feel where the air is going, because in order to understand your accent, you really need to understand where you're sending the air after it comes through your vocal folds. Okay? Food for thought, consider that, and that will help you on your journey. The next of the three things is R sounds, or R sounds, or R sounds. People use R's in very different ways. Mine is non-rhotic, so I don't really pronounce the curl of the R. In America, they say every R, and they curl every R, so it's fully pronounced. In some places like Finland and Scotland, every R would be spoken. So R, R, there's a curl, and they kind of, they trill their tongues. like that. So there's R, and there's R, and there's R. But not all of America curls their R's. New York, for example, don't curl their R's. They do something a bit different, a bit closer to London, whereas it's quite hard. Different parts of the world and different built-up areas within cities, you'll find accents have developed in busier areas in order maybe to be louder and to be clearer because of the hubbub and the busyness of having to speak louder in order just to be heard. I'm not sure. Maybe there's softer accents come from the country. Maybe there's something in that. I need to look into that a bit further. So consider your R sound. What is it doing? And if you wanted to change it, or if you wanted to maybe make it more subtle, you can consider the way you pronounce your R's. And if you wanted to sound a bit more American or have that twang, you could just start maybe curling your R, R, R. And if you're from someone that is maybe with the R that is a trill, R, you might want to maybe take away that trill and R and just make it easier. So all these things just make the accent a bit clearer to hear, but it's not really for me to decide how you should sound. I'm just helping you understand and what to keep in mind. So we've got air placement and the R sounds. The last one I want to look at today is TH sounds. So TH can come at the beginning, in the middle, or at the end of words. But we look at the beginning and ends mostly for this. So if we look at the word through, for example, where the TH is at the beginning. So some people might say through, as I believe it's correctly pronounced, but others might say through, others might say true. So that's from the beginning of words, but also at the end, maybe a word like bath. Some people might say bath, some people might say bath, but the most commonly way is bath. So if we consider that someone who doesn't really pronounce the H says true the bath, and then some people who make it sound more like an F sound would say through the bath. But of course, if you want to neutralize that, you want to pronounce the words themselves and say through the bath. And what this is often to do with the way the tongue is used. Same as the R, you could curl it or move it or keep it completely static. With the THs, you want to use the tongue to through bath. So understanding these is one thing, and wanting to change is another. I'm not saying you should, but you must know that if you wanted to, you are able to. And there's loads of stuff on this channel which could help you with that. But the R's and the TH's are often caused by the way we use and develop our tongue. So if you wanted to have more control and more flexibility over accents or your own accent, but so by able to focus on tongue exercises and practicing the way in which you use your tongue, you can change it accordingly. So I hope this has been insightful for you. It's just a few things to think about when understanding your accent, or if you wanted to change your accent, or if you wanted to neutralize it. I've been Darren McStay. This is Improve Your Voice. And until the next time, look after your voice.